welcome to Beware Spoilers. I am Adam. This is going to be a short one. This is more about the telltale signs that you can tell a movie's going to be bad before it comes out. Because there is writing on the wall a good amount of the time that the studio doesn't have faith in the movie. There's always something there that you can look at and be like, okay, this movie is probably not going to be good, and let's point to the reason. And the movie we're going to use as an example is Firestarter, because all of these happen with Firestarter, and I watched Firestarter last night, and it's not good. I don't want to dignify the movie with too much of a coverage, because it's not great. I've never seen a movie where the actors were so disinterested in what they were doing, and I think it's like, when we say, like, the remake that is completely without any artistic merit, this is what we're talking about, where it's like, you're stripping away everything about the movie that makes the movie the movie, and what makes it unique and different, and not doing it well, and you end up with this disaster of a movie. Now, what we're going to talk about is, we're going to talk about the ways in which you can tell a movie is not going to be good, based upon coverage before the movie comes out. And the thing is, there are ways. There are telltale signs that will tell you the movie's not going to be good. First of which, the review embargo. When is the review embargo being lifted? The farther out the review embargo is being lifted, the higher the chances the studio has faith that the movie will be good. Now, there are examples of this where it is completely incorrect. Famously, The Eternals had its review embargo lifted 3 weeks before the movie came out, and the reviews were not great. A lot of people did not like The Eternals, and that's disappointing because I really like that movie. But The Eternals is an exception to that. I mean, and then there's also the exception of, like, well, did the movie come out at a film festival? Did the movie come out? And things like that will skew that. But if that's not the case, if the movie didn't come out at a film festival and the movie is just sitting in a theater and it's just going right to theatrical and they're not doing anything major to kind of promote it, usually a sign the movie's not doing well. The second way you can tell, and again, this isn't perfect because it's based on the budget of the movie and what studio is putting it out, but if the ad spend on a movie is not tremendous, the movie's probably not going to be good. And Firestarter has this issue as well. Oh, with the review embargo, Firestarter didn't have reviews out until Thursday. Thursday was when reviews started to come in for Firestarter. And the movie came out on Thursday, which is not good. So for the ad spend for Firestarter, Blumhouse is not a huge production company. They don't have the huge budgets to do their movies. Like, their best, their worst, no matter what it is, the budgets are all reasonably small. Even The Invisible Man, which I think is their strongest movie they've released. I mean, I like Happy Death Day. Happy Death Day was a pretty cool one, too. I think they also did Paranormal Activity. Or at least they do the more recent Paranormal Activities. But they, you know, they do that. And in a way, if the ad spend on the movie is not tremendous, it typically indicates that they're releasing the movie to get it out and be done with it. It's not like Morbius, where Morbius is not good, but at the same time, Sony's a massive company. And if they put a lot of money into the ad spend on Morbius, you know, not only is there a chance that it could break even because they have the reach to do that, but there is also the chance that the movie will end up with a, what's it called? If it does poorly, the more money they spend on advertising, the more money they can write off in their taxes and say, we lost all this money because Morbius did not turn a profit. So it's one of those things where it's like, you know, we don't need to... Blumhouse doesn't have that luxury. The movie cost $12 million to make. They weren't going to spend that much money on advertising, even if the movie was good, because I don't remember The Invisible Man having a tremendous ad spend. But they weren't going to spend a lot of money on advertising anyway. But as little as this was, I haven't seen a single TV spot for it I haven't seen a single, like, what's it called? I haven't seen a single, like, acknowledgement that the movie exists or anything like that. It is kind of like a, like, it's kind of like they're just dumping it out to get it over with. And move on their lives. Then comes the big one, I think, for me, the easiest way to tell. If a movie has a lot of hype, and the movie has had a lot of hype for months going into it, and then the week after you're opening your movie, it tells me you're either an idiot, or you are, what's it called, or you have zero faith in that movie doing well, so you want to get swallowed up at the with press coverage. So, in this case, last week, Multiverse of Madness came out, the new Doctor Strange movie, which did $170 million, it's already at $500 million international. It's not like they didn't think this was going to do well. And there are examples of movies giving themselves a wider berth, so that way they can do better at the box office. Most recently, Sony has shown they have a great deal of confidence in Bullet Train. They think Bullet Train will make money, so they gave it an extra 2 weeks off of Thor: Love and Thunder. Because Thor: Love and Thunder comes out in July, they pushed in early July. They pushed this back from mid-July to early August. That way, they had more time at the box office to really rake in the money. It's one of those things where it's like, if there's a major movie coming out the week before or the week after, and you're releasing your movie in that immediate time frame, it kind of indicates to me that you don't think that movie's going to do well, unless there is some significance to the date. Like, for example, I don't think that or you have a very different target audience. So I don't think Father Stu really cared about opening against Fantastic Beasts Somewhere to Find Them. I really don't. I don't think that it was a big deal for them to do that, because it's going for a religious crowd that is definitely not going to see Fantastic Beasts, and it's one of those things where it's like, well, why are we going to fuck around their release date when we can just, you know, go out and do whatever we think it, like, we can put it out whenever we want, and our audience will come and see it whenever. Same thing where I don't think it's indicative that Downton Abbey 2 will be bad, because it's coming out 2 weeks after Doctor Strange. Because I think the overlap of people going to see a Downton Abbey movie in theaters and people going to see a Doctor Strange movie in theaters is very small. I don't think that's particularly a huge, you know, thing we got to worry about. It's the overlap audience between the two movies you have to worry about. That's really what the concern is. And if the overlap audience is big, then that's the indication that the movie is not going to do well, in my opinion. So, like, something like this, Firestarter, which is a mainstream horror movie, and Doctor Strange, which, while not billed as a horror movie, very much is, and from Sam Raimi, who is known as one of the best horror directors, and the director before him was, what's it called, the director who did the movie before Sam Raimi was Scott Derrickson, who's also a horror director. He got a movie coming out for Blumhouse later this year, The Black Phone, and he got his start on Sinister, I think. No, am I thinking of James Wan? He got his start on... it depends. But either way, it is one of those things where, you know, you have to look at it that way and be like, okay, so if this is, you know, if this is what's happening here, then why is it that all of this is happening the way, like, in the grand scheme of things, could they have released it next week and probably do better at the box office? Yeah, because Firestarter wouldn't be competing directly with, what's it called, wouldn't be competing directly with, Downton Abbey, and then on top of that, they would have had 1 week before Top Gun, and that would have bit into it, but I don't think it would have bit into it the same way. I think they probably would have made more money doing that. if they were confident in the movie. But they're not. So that's why the movie came out when it did. So don't see Firestarter. I think that's the big lesson out of this, is Firestarter's not good, and the studio doesn't think the movie's good, so why should you go see the movie? So we'll wrap up there for today. And until our next episode, have a great rest of your week.